Hello, maternity ward, please. Is that the maternity ward? My name is Buster, Buster Gibbs. Has she had it yet? My wife, she had the baby yet. Mrs. Hortense Gibbs. Well, what's the hold up about? Okay, I'll try again later. She might have better luck by then. Thank you, nurse. Sister. Courtney, we haven't got all day, man.
Move.
Boy, you're too rude. What's so funny, Courtney? Walker will be here soon and...
Why you always stick up for Walker? Anyone would think it was your shop.
Walker's my friend. We come over on the same boat. Get on with the sweeping.
So what happened, Buster? And let's go for a drink after work tonight. That pub near me.
That pub? These days I don't go anywhere near Limewood Estate, much less that pub.
What's wrong with the Limewood Estate?
You boys too hard for me.
Boys?
Utes. You're too hard.
These days you gotta be hard to survive.
Boy, you're too much for me.
Courtney! Give me a hand, quick. Go down to Mr. Nat's car. Bring in all your trousers in the car. Buster, I hold in my hand the answer to all our problems.
A pair of trousers?
Correction. A number of pairs of trousers. Courtney, you still here? Get on with it. I don't want Mr. Nat to come in here.
Why? You ashamed of us?
Courtney.
Okay. Oops. Too late. Walker.
Walker. Those stairs. So, this is it. Not exactly Yves Saint Laurent, is it? You must be Buster.
No, I must not be Buster. He's Buster. I'm Courtney.
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
Courtney, the trousers. Buster, we have Mr. Nat to thank for all these trousers.
So?
Buster here is a regular genius with a sewing machine.
Buster here is a regular genius with a sewing machine.
He's also a flipping echo.
A bit of a tip, isn't it, this place? I hope I'm doing the right thing, Walker.
What do you mean, Mr. Nat?
Well, it's quite a large order, you know. All those trousers. What makes you think you can handle this job?
Mr. Nat, all we are talking about is altering a few trousers, not open-heart surgery.
Yes, but are you biting off more than you can chew? Young Panos tells me you're not very reliable sometimes.
Panos is a friggin' crook. He loves to badmouth Walker.
Okay, Buster, okay. Young Panos owes me money, so he'll say anything.
I don't know which of you to believe, you or Panos.
You calling my spar a liar?
No, oh God, no.
Move!
Courtney!
Well, I warned him to move.
You okay, Mr. Nat?
Is this a place of business or a gym?
Sometimes things get a bit hectic in here, Mr. Nat. Is that all the trousers from Mr. Nat's car?
Yeah, that's it.
Right. I got another job for you. I'll fix Panos. You see those dresses there? Take them over to the Greek shop on the King's Road.
Lemnos?
That's the one. Ask for Mr. Panos. He owes me money. $50 in all. Courtney, I don't care how you get it. Just get me money. We understand each other?
Licks. I put some discipline in him.
Walker!
No, Buster. If Panos wants to play rough, I'll show him rough. Right, Courtney?
Right.
What a very cavalier way you have of doing business, Walker. It reminds me, though. This whole place reminds me.
What?
I started off in a place like this.
Then you know how hard it is.
Yes. Sometimes I forget. But I got out. I had what it takes. Do you have what it takes, Walker? Gotta go now. I have an 11 o'clock appointment, then a business lunch.
A business lunch? I should be so lucky.
I'm going to keep an eye on you, Walker. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Nat.
Yeah, goodbye. I don't like that man.
Why? He's just a businessman. Beggars can't be choosers. Buster, if we only can angle enough of these trousers by tomorrow night, we'd be laughing. I could make that down payment on this shop. Easy, easy. And guess who we got to thank for our good fortune? A Japanese importer. Here's some for you, some for me.
How much he wants them taken up? The bottoms.
6 inches.
6? God boy, them Japanese small.
They might be small, but they're everywhere.
Is these all the trousers?
No, there'll be more, but we're not the only ones he's got doing this. He's got Panos as well, and them two pale good-looking white boys who like to touch everybody's bottom when they pass by.
In other words, we're still in trouble.
That's right. He's got a whole heap of trousers, but he's only giving them out to the ones who can do the job quickest.
So all we have to do is kill ourselves out.
And we can have all the trousers we want.
Nice guy that, Mr. Nat. Big-hearted.
It's business, Banner.
You know how many trousers we'll have to alter to make the kind of money you need? We'll be here all night. My wife will divorce me and name you as the other woman.
And I'm glad you can make a joke about it, Buster. Banner, I don't intend to go back working in a factory. Not ever again, sport. I had enough of factories. Remember Wall Street, eh?
Wall Street, boy. Wall Street.
Buster, my own shop. Nice. Nice. And now just when I almost got it in the palm of me hand, I find I might not be able to hold on to it after all. Blasted estate agents. Finding that extra £1,000 is gonna kill me.
You'll do it, man. You'll be successful. You'll see.
How's your wife? She had her baby yet?
My wife? Boy, my wife is an artist when it comes to being late. If she has that baby before next Christmas, I don't think I'll get over the shock.
Pass me them scissors.
Walker, get somebody to help us. Are we going to be signing on for Social Security?
Be calm.
I am calm.
I've already done something about our predicament. I've got somebody.
Who?
Where's that black thread? We got at least 100 spools of them black thread, and yet every time I want the black thread, I can't find none.
It's right in front of you.
Oh.
Who?
Don't shout. Harris.
Harris? Harris Moore? But you hate that guy.
And that's not true. I admit I can't stand the man, but I don't hate him.
Well, he sure don't like you. He never has nothing good to say about you.
Jealousy, plain jealousy. How come nobody ever has anything bad to say about you? Why me?
Maybe he's trying to tell you something. That you is a shit. No offense. Of course.
Banner, flattery will get you nowhere. Put on that cassette recorder for me.
Why me? I'm not your slave.
I don't think you are my slave. Slave?
The cassette is nearer to you.
Just put on the friggin' cassette recorder.
There it is. You put it on. Maybe if it was rhythm and blues or reggae, but not that mournful noise, no way.
Blues is good for you.
Rhythm and blues makes you want to get up and dance. Blues makes you just want to cut your throat. Blues is the sort of sound a toothache might make if it could sing.
Put on the music for me and give your mouth a rest, boy. Listen to that man moan.
He's moaning all right. Sounds like he have indigestion.
It's called Black Snake Moan. It's about a trouser snake.
Dirty beast. Alterations? Oh, yeah. Hold on. It's Liz.
Hello, Blondie. Busy? Yeah, I'm a bit busy. A whole lot busy. No. You know I love to hear your voice. How you feel today after last night? Still feel sore? One thing you got to admit, baby. I'm not the boy next door. What? Tonight? Well, I'm not too sure about tonight. Liz, don't start. Please. I have to work late. That's why. Liz, it's not true. It's not true I'm always busy when you want to see me. It's just today and tomorrow are important to me. Liz, look, I'll call you back later. Okay? Yes. Yes, I do. Besides, Buster is here. And he's listening to every goddamn word I can say. So I can't say I love you. Not with him listening like a bloody spy.
That's a lie. I haven't heard a word.
Goodbye, baby. I'll ring you later.
So tell me, how does your wife feel about all this?
Darling, it's okay. We get along fine as long as we don't live together.
Sounds like you and your wife got a perfect recipe for marriage.
I'll never divorce her. We just can't live together, that's all.
You don't help.
What you mean?
Not what? Who?
Boy, this don't have anything to do with my marriage breakup. I know you don't like Liz, but fair is fair. Let's hear some more of that blues.
Damn! What is all that belly aching? Sounds like the man's in agony. Operate immediately.
Horace, who asked you to turn that off?
My dear sir, it sounded like somebody was raping a man. If there's one thing in life I can't stand is to hear a grown man being raped.
I'll have you know that was Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Oh, well, that explains why he's crying. Blindness is no joke.
The black man answered the double C Fields.
So, my good man, how are things?
You see what I tell you? A mental case.
Well, here I am, all ready to help you two out. I'm not only beautiful, I've got a heart of gold as well.
Take my advice, gold being what it is these days. I'd pawn it if I were you. Then at least you could buy yourself a proper suit.
Your witness. He's the one started it first.
Look, I don't want the two of you getting at each other's throats the minute you see each other. We'll never get this done in time.
Have no fear. Papa Horace is here.
Horace, before you start, you ought to understand the condition. It's for 2 days. And tonight, we work till 10 o'clock. Until 10 tonight. Okay? And I can't pay you until the end of the month. For the down payment on this shop, I need another £1,000. So I'm counting on the money I make on these trousers. You follow me? And I'll pay you. That's a promise. But not immediately. What do you say?
Goodbye. Nah, I'm only joking. I'll help, but I got a condition as well. If you can't pay me until the end of the month, you'll have to pay extra for my services. £50 extra. No, make it £100.
Did you hear that?
Don't worry. Horace, I'll pay you every goddamn penny. You son of a bitch.
You want my help or not?
Banner, I promise you, I won't forget this.
Ungrateful, ain't he?
Here, get to work.